Blog Talk Radio.
You've tuned in to Psychic View with Las Vegas psychic Mona Van Joseph. This entertaining and interactive program is brought to you each Sunday afternoon exclusively on Blog Talk Radio. Call in now and have Mona answer your most pressing and personal questions at 347-850-1494. That's 347-850-1494. Now, from the entertainment capital of the world, Psychic View with your hostess, Mona Van Joseph.
Well, good morning, everybody. Happy Sunday to you all. I have a little announcement. I don't know if you know this, but it's, and maybe you don't, but I can't tell you exactly which reality show just yet, but if some of you take a chance and go to the Facebook page, Mystic Mona, you'll see what I posted there. But I'm supposed to find out. I actually taped an episode for an upcoming reality program. It's supposed to air in November. So just letting y'all know that you get to see me live in action on one of the reality shows here. So anyway, so if, for those of you that are not connected with me on Facebook, my Facebook page is Mystic Mona. And that's where I post a lot of information about the radio program and those sort of cool things. So I'm going to go right to the callers here in just a second, as soon as I get you someone on the air here. And by the way, thank you for spending your Sunday morning with me. I sure appreciate it. I've got somebody here from the 404 area code. Hello, 404.
Hey, Mona, how are you?
I'm good.
It's Lolita. Lolita from
Georgia. Hi, Lolita.
Hey.
How you doing?
I am doing wonderful. And you?
Okay. I'm doing good. I had actually a little bit of a late start this morning, which is why the program started like a minute late, because I was running downstairs to get a glass of water, and I went, oh, crap, I'm on the air. Anyway, what's your question for me today?
Well, sure. I have some big bosses coming in to town this week, coming for work, and I wanted to see if you can tell me if there will be a job promotion for me coming up during their trip.
I actually think it's a good sign you got the big boss coming, don't you?
They come like every 6 weeks to check on us. They're in Florida, and I'm in. Looking forward to a new position, maybe not so gearing for sales, but something else, and I'm not sure in this trip that this is the day that they'll be discussing that with me.
Okay, then here's what I want you to do, because you have a card of seeing things very clearly, all right? So your perception right now is target right on. So you have this wonderful vibe of seeing things clearly, okay? You also have this card of something to celebrate in the next 6 months. So there is a promotion or a job change coming to you, but it's saying here, and boy, this sounds like I'm doing one of those motivational things here. It says it's all up to you. So in the sequence of cards that I have here is that you're seeing things very clearly. There is an opportunity for a promotion within the next 6 months. There's a card that represents you here that actually talks about you being sort of afraid to ask for what you want. So I'm actually telling you, ask for what you want, or in this case, see if one of the bosses has a few minutes to talk with you and just say, you know, I've been with the company for blah, 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 whatever amount of time you've been, this is what I've done. I really enjoy working here, and I'd like to find out what I need to do to be considered for the next step. And then you need to be very clear on what you want that next step to be. And then be patient. And then I have to tell you, the angels are guiding you here. So there is a promotion coming. The only thing you need to do is actually ask for it.
Yeah, I actually did 6 months ago. They know where I exactly want to go with it. And so that's why I wasn't sure if
okay.
This is it.
Then you have this opportunity. If it's clear when they get there that they aren't making an immediate appointment with you, then you just ask to speak with them for a couple minutes. And then you remind them that 6 months ago you had a dialogue with them about what your evolving role could be with the company and that you wanted to find out where they were with that.
That's
in other words,
awesome.
don't sorry?
No, so that's awesome. I get what you're saying.
Yeah, what it's saying here is that you don't want them to think that you're somebody that wants something and then because you didn't get it the first time or they didn't or they might have even forgotten that that you're going to go away because you're not. Do you see what I'm saying? So by you going and nudging them and saying, you know, hey, you and I had a dialogue about 6 months ago about my career path here with the company. Here's some of the things I've done in the last 6 months since we've talked. So you might need to put your thinking cap on and decide what those things were. And then you could say, I'm just wondering, have you given any more thought to my next step?
Okay.
Because here's the thing, you can't show up again and not address it. Mm-hmm. Do you see what I'm trying to tell you?
Yeah, and your cards actually kind of come on point because I have been thinking about taking a leap of faith when you said job change. I know that if I do go ahead and proceed with the stuff that I'm doing, I'm going to Vegas actually for a big convention down there next week, and it's actually for my business and finance.
You guys should book me at your trade show booth. You'll get a boatload of attention. I'm serious. People do it all the time. They book me at their trade show booth, and then people line up to have a reading with Las Vegas psychic Mystic Mona. And then while they're waiting in line, all your salespeople can talk to the people waiting to talk to me.
Yeah,
it's really awesome.
It's a big convention out there. They do every year. It's about 10,000 to 20,000 people that come all over the world. We're doing a lot of training, and so I've been focused on that. So I know that one day. If the job change doesn't come, I'm going to have to take a leap of faith because I know what I'm doing now is going to empower me and bring more value and also bring prosperity right behind it. And if I
you're awesome. You are awesome. And if they don't realize how awesome you are, then you should always be putting your feelers out no matter what. There's a guy that I know that as soon as he gets a job, he looks for his next job.
Really?
Because as soon as he gets a job, he looks for his next job. And I say that because, you know, this is a guy that always wants to grow and learn and aspire and prosper. And he is, he actually fast-tracked his salary from making, he got like $75,000 a year right out of college. And now he's up to $250,000 a year.
You know what? And I get it.
Yeah. So here's the thing, is if they don't appreciate how fabulous that I know you are, then after this next dialogue with them, just start putting your feelers out.
Yeah. Well, it makes sense when you said that it's up to me. I know it's going to have to be up to me because the day I do put in that notice, when I do take that leap of faith, they are going to ask me. And I know I'll probably still be on board and have what I've been wanting to have forever and being on my own with the company. So you're right about that. I've been feeling that for a minute if things don't change.
Well, and the thing is that it's not that you didn't give them a chance to reward your loyalty and hard work. That's why it's important that you go again and say, you know, hey, guys, where are you on that dialogue that we had 6 months ago?
Yep, I totally agree.
All right, sweetheart, let me know what happens. Have fun in Vegas.
I will. Thank you. I might reach out to
you,
though.
Hey, by the way, if you guys end up getting a chance to get off the strip for dinner, the place that's absolutely amazing for Italian food is this little, tiny little place called Nora's Cuisine. They're west on Flamingo, maybe 4 miles, 3 or 4 miles from the strip, and they are the best Italian food ever.
Okay.
Here in Vegas. Oh, my God,
awesome.
They're so good. All right, girl.
Yeah, Condoleezza Rice is speaking at our convention, so I'm excited.
Wow, that's huge.
Yeah, it is huge. I'm excited.
Wow.
That's
well,
your
go,
Warren
go
Buffett.
Kick butt, okay?
I will. Thank you, Mona. I appreciate
all right, see you
it.
Later.
I want to stay
okay.
on air if you can listen. Thanks.
Oh, all right. Thank you for telling me that. All right. Put you back on.
Thanks.
All right.
Okay.
I'm glad she said that. By the way, if I talk to you guys and you want to stay on the air, I'll just put you back on hold. So. All right, I've got somebody here from the 609 area code. Hold on, let me get
Hello.
You on there. Hi, 609. Who's this?
Hi, Mona. How you doing? It's Tabitha.
Hey, Tabitha. What's your question?
Yes, I'm going to court July 23rd, and I believe that's going to be a good outcome for me. And it's going to, you know, be very positive in doing a lot of changes for me as far as addictions and moving forward. I'm a little scared, of course, you know. I'm a little fear, but I don't want to be. But, you know, I just want to know, you know, are these changes going to happen, you know, with me winning and moving and, you know, getting over these addictions and just, you know, getting a little more stronger than.
Sweetie, I gotta bring up something with you that I want you to consider. This is gonna be the key to your success. Okay, you ready?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. The more connected that you feel, the more in line with the universe or with God that you are. The less connected that you feel, the more disengaged you are from the flow of the universe, and the more you allow evil to sneak in. Okay?
I understand.
So when people have issues with addiction, every addiction is a lonely thing. It's like I have people call in the program from time to time. They're all like, I'm a lone wolf. And I feel really bad for them. Because people that are like that, that don't have a desire to connect with other people, are the ones that are further removed from the flow of the universe. Now, it doesn't mean necessarily you have to live your life to serve your fellow human being, but it does mean that you need to be open to connection and love and camaraderie. And so one of the things that people have to deal with when they're going through addiction and the healing process of stepping away from is they have to realize that they gotta start dealing with people again. And so one of the things that I really want you to consider is that the more that you open your mind, your heart, your spirit to the flow of the universe, and the more that you are open and willing for connections with other people, the more this healing process happens. So, having said that, if you have a chance to say something to the judge or to the parole board or whoever it is, you're going to say something along the lines of, I found out that the way that I was doing things wasn't working very well. And that I also found how incredibly lonesome I was. And the reason this is such a great opportunity for me, I will agree with whatever course of action you think is best, because I've never felt better than I have in these last few months, and I'm opening myself to whatever you think is appropriate, because I don't want to be the way I was before.
Well, no, I'm going for Social Security disability.
Right. But what I'm getting here with you is that that next sentence then needs to be, is the hardest thing for me to do would be to ask for help.
Okay.
And this disability is my help.
Okay, I got you.
Okay, but you need to. I'm trying to have you go into that mindset, because the thing is that you still have some work to do, my friend.
Oh yes, a lot.
Right, and so what I'm seeing here for you is that the more that you can connect with people, the better you're going to be. That people will help you heal, and that you're putting your trust in people, in the process, that they're there to help you heal.
Okay.
So I hope that helps.
So do you see me winning the court case July 23rd, this Tuesday, or not?
What this is saying is that it's going to go better in your favor than you're fearing.
Okay.
Because the cards that I'm seeing here is that the person that's sitting in judgment is regarding you favorably, You have an opportunity, but the biggest, and I'm trying to give you a vibration here. I'm trying to give you a vibration that when you go into court, you need to have the attitude that everybody there is there to help you.
Okay.
All right. So instead of feeling like this, you're going in for this big fight, you need to go in with the idea that the light is going to shine through you and everybody there is there to help you.
Okay.
That's the vibration I'm trying to talk you into with that big dialogue I just gave you a minute ago.
Okay.
All right? But because this is saying it's favorable if you have that attitude that everybody there is there to help you.
Okay.
All right, my friend. Call me next Sunday. Let me know what happens.
All right. Thank you.
All right, Tabitha. See you later. All right. Got somebody here from the 702 area code. Hello, 702. Who's this?
Hi, this is Vonnie.
Hi, Vonnie. How you doing?
Hi, Mona. I had a reading with you, like, on the 2nd of this month.
Uh-huh.
I wanted to call on the, it's not about the career yet. I do have news on that, but I wanted to check back in with you on that, like, next week.
Okay.
I just actually wanted to know, did you have any news regarding, like, my love life? Because I know in the reading you said that he might not come until, like, a year or so, but I wanted to recheck to see if, like, you know, you saw the timing correctly.
See, what I'm getting here is that as soon as you shift into kind of your new career, there's a man that rushes into your life. So the shift in the new career means that you actually get a little out of your comfort zone and you get something brand new, right? But you're not going to end up alone because there's a guy that literally rushes into your life as soon as you make this shift. So I could be a little off on the timing. Why, did you already meet somebody nice?
No, not really.
Okay.
Well, I just wanted to know because it's just, you know, how you were just talking about lone wolves and I told you that I was one of them. And, like, I don't know, I never felt, like, so bad in my life before, like, I'm just really, like, out of my element and everything. Like, I cry sometimes, even, like, in public, just because of, like, you know, the whole everything that's happening. I remember you saw that in my reading with, like, the really rough time or whatever. So
yeah.
I just wanted to know.
Yeah, no, you're sweetheart, you're too lovely and too beautiful and too spiritually aligned to not end up with this great guy. You are the least person in the whole world that I would ever expect to end up by herself. Okay?
Aww,
but it's saying that the first thing you got to do is get a little out of your comfort zone and go in another direction career-wise, because what you've been doing is just not, and it's not to say that profession is bad, but you're capable of so much more than what you were doing.
Okay, and I just want to make sure, like, it just sounds like from what I'm hearing, it just sounds like he only wants me if I have, like, something, I guess.
Oh, God, like, no. Sweetheart,
oh, yeah, that's
no.
What it sounds like.
Okay,
and
no, sweetheart.
I was
sweetheart.
Worried about that. Like, I just didn't know if it was, like, true or if he
no.
just, like, sees me because I'm this great whatever I'm going to be.
All right, sweetheart, no. The reason why he comes into your life is because your vibration changes so that you realize just how much more you're capable of and that your level of esteem and confidence rises as a result of your career change and that he's more likely to be working in the same kind of thing that you're going to be doing. In other words, you're more likely to put yourself in the path of this man that's going to be way more appreciative of you than where you were working before. But it's not like you suddenly come into $1 million and the reason the guy likes you is because you have $1 million. It's not that. It's because
you're in
a vibration.
Well, yeah, and just that, like, I haven't, yeah. I just don't want it to be like he likes me because, like, I have everything together. I just don't feel like that's, like, true. Because I don't know.
Oh, my God.
I'm a bit of
oh,
romantic
sweetheart.
Because, like,
Wait. I got to cut you off right there, Vonnie. Sweetheart, the last thing you need to do is put in your mind the knight in shining armor vibration. Because here's the thing.
Huh?
It, Okay. There's I'm sorry. I'm going to spend a little more time with you just because I got to get this off my chest. There is. You should not. I have to start over. When you feel good about yourself, all right,
mm-hmm.
you are more likely to attract a man that feels good about himself, all right? You
uh-huh.
can't put the vibration out there that, oh, my God, just because I have tattoos over my all over my body and I've got my nose pierced and I'm 120 pounds overweight, the guy should love me anyway, even though I'm broken.
Well,
you see what I'm trying,
not?
What I'm trying to. Okay, but what you realize is that if you are that person, then you are a broken person attracting another broken person. I mean, and that's where I get into the whole don't be going after the knight in shining armor vibration. Whereas it doesn't matter who you are or where you are in this life, and it doesn't matter if you achieve anything at all, the guy should understand that you're a good person
well,
and see past
not
all that.
That it's just that, like, isn't it like, because, like, my brother and his girlfriend, like, they met when they didn't really have anything. Like, my brother was, like, sleeping in, like, his friend's closet and everything, and then now, like, they live in a house. And so I'm just saying, like, it's not that I want him to, like, come in and save me. It's just, like, we could help each other, I guess. Or
okay,
you know?
But you're more likely to meet a man that's going to be, this is your path that's unique to you, all right?
Yeah.
And I see this amazing man coming into your life after you change jobs. And after you change jobs into something that is a little bit more aligned with what your abilities are. A little bit more. I mean, I'm not talking that you go from making $10 an hour to making $50 an hour and that the only reason the guy
yeah.
likes you is to make $50 an hour. What I'm talking
okay.
about is that you go from a job where you're making $10 an hour to probably $15 or $20 an hour and you meet another guy that's basically evolved the same way you are but recognizes that there could be a better life for him out there, which is why he's working where he's working and you're more likely to meet him there. So that what I want you to be realizing is that you're supposed to be meeting a guy that's in the same vibration as you about improving themselves and being happy in the world instead of somebody that is looking at things as though everything's temporary. Here's this, sweetie, I see great things in you, and that's what I'm trying to nudge you in that direction. And as soon as you see great things in you, and this is not an ego thing, this is not a I'm going to be a conceited bitch now that I know I can do these things. It is
because
I want to try these things because I don't want to look back on my life 40 years from now and go, crap, I could have tried that.
Mm-hmm.
And you're more likely to meet this quality man as you evolve yourself into your abilities than if you stay where you are. I'm just saying.
Okay.
All right, honey, I got to go.
All right, thank you.
See you later.
See you.
Okay, bye. All right, I've got somebody here from the 617 area code. Hello, 617. Who's this?
Hi, Mona. This is Lisa. How are you?
Hey, Lisa. What's your question?
My question is that I am going through some intense healing, and I'm starting to have a lot of intense dreams. And my question is, how do I, and a lot of things are coming up, things that I thought that really I never thought bothered me or I had an issue with or need to clear. A lot of this stuff is starting to coming up. And I just want to know, why is this all happening, seems to be happening at once? I feel like I'm just getting ready for something.
Because you're ready for it.
Okay.
And now, I hate to be that simple of an answer, but what your cards are saying here
mm-hmm.
is that I want to go back to the high expectations that your parents or father might have had of you growing up,
yes.
and that it was incredibly stressful of you for you
yes.
during that vibration. So
yes.
what I'm seeing here is that this is an opportunity for you to fall in love with yourself.
Yes,
which is the most amazing thing. To actually realize,
yes, amen.
That that you realize that some of the crap that was thrown at you from your father was bullshit.
Yeah.
And you go, holy shit.
Yes.
I'm realizing that was bullshit. That was his crap, not yours.
Yes. Yes.
And you got to realize that there are some entities that some spirits that come into this lifetime, they deliberately choose a tough lifetime because they couldn't wait to get here and they couldn't wait to live the contrast of getting back to their spiritually enlightened path.
Yes, amen.
So
yes.
So every time one of these little prickly pears comes up and hits you in the face, you go, oh, I still need to deal with that.
Yes.
And as soon as you can kind of see the humor in it, the better.
That's true.
And
that's,
so
that's,
here's
that's
the thing.
True.
You got to realize that if anything, the vibration between your father and you is that if your father could actually say it to you, it would be, I'm so jealous that you get it, Lisa. Because,
yeah.
You know, do you remember how I was talking with somebody at the beginning when she was going for her disability hearing, and I was saying that the more connected you are, the more in spirit you are, the more disconnected you are, the more you allow evil in?
Yes.
Well, here's the thing. Your dad is very disconnected.
Yes.
And you are open to the connection.
Yes.
Which, that is the biggest explanation I can give you right now.
Yes. Okay.
All right, you guys.
Okay.
You got this.
Whew.
You got this.
Yes.
All right.
Wow.
See you later. Okay.
Thank you.
Bye.
Many blessings. Bye-bye.
Bye. All right. I've got somebody here from the 561 area code. Hello, 561. Who's this?
Hi, Mona. This is Lisa. How are you?
All right, Lisa. What's your question?
Mona, I've been living with my niece, and my sister called me last night and pretty much laid it out. She's just pretty much fed up because I've been with her since last summer, and they want me to get back on my own and get a job and get my own place again, and it's just been a total delay. I want to see when you see this movement coming forward for me.
There's, Lisa, darling, there's still this really weird little chip on your shoulder that you need to address.
Mm-hmm.
And the chip on your shoulder could be something as minor as, you know, no one likes me. I think I'm going to go in the backyard and eat worms. It could be that. Or it could be that the world is so effing unfair to you. Whatever it is it's first you got to realize that this is part of why you signed up for this lifetime, this issue, this challenge. The second thing is you need to get to the point where you can actually embrace and bless this sort of chip on your shoulder because it's part of who you are. It's interesting because I see this incredible potential with you, huge potential. I see how bright you are. I see how much you can contribute to the world. But you've got this this vibration that, okay, well, the world better take care of me, you know, the world better do this for me. And what happens is you get in this sort of this double dog dare vibration, and then nobody wants to help you. So do you remember, because I'm going with you on this idea that you do a great job staying disconnected instead of doing all you can right now to be all in and committed and connected. So there's a real struggle here with you because of that. So what I really want to see you do is I really want you to decide that you don't know it all and that whatever you can do to connect is going to be the best thing you can do for yourself. Whatever you can do to connect is going to be the best thing you can do for yourself.
Connect with who? People?
Yes. Because I do see that you need to get out of where you've been living. It's been
yeah.
It's not a very nurturing place for you.
Yeah.
So
it's time for you.
It's just time for you to get out of that. And so whatever you can do, and it might be that you decide to take a job where you do house cleaning for somebody and they give you a room. It might be something as simple as that until you can get into anything that can, until you can get into a, quote, regular job that you can actually really contribute. But what it's saying here is that your family thinks that you're just going to sit around and watch Judge Judy reruns instead of doing something.
No.
But that's what their impression is of you. Is that, you know, it's not like you're jumping in and cleaning the whole house while they're gone, or you're doing laundry, or you're, you know, making up a, you know, apple pie. It's like you're just there. And it gets to a point where, you know, somebody's a house guest or somebody is a burden. And they're looking at you as a burden. And the thing is that they're looking at you as a burden that has a chip on her shoulder.
Mm-hmm.
So, sorry to be so direct.
Okay.
But I actually do think you need to find another living situation where you can step back so that you can, in a few months, turn around and salvage the relationship. Because they don't want to be supporting you.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yeah.
Now, do I see you figuring this out? Yeah. Actually, this is saying that if you really put that big old brain of yours to work, you can figure out something within the next week.
Mm-hmm.
But
yes, I met a man last night. He's got a house in foreclosure, and I was going to ask him. But he said he didn't know how long he's going to be living there. So
no, you can't.
To...
No. Yeah, that's not what I'm talking about. I'm actually talking about where instead of you just showing up at a place and being at the place, I'm actually talking about where you go to a place and say, look, in trade for allowing me to do this, I will do this for you.
Mm-hmm.
It's not you just going and having another place with a roof over your head and just going there and then not doing anything.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? This is actually where you actually strike a deal where you realize that you have to contribute in order to make something happen.
Mhm. Okay.
So, all right, my friend. Thanks for calling.
Okay, thank you.
Mm-hmm, bye. Okay, I've got somebody else from the 561 area code. That's interesting. Hello, 561. Who's this?
Hello, this is Stacy.
Hey, Stacy. What's your question?
Hi. I wanted to know what do you see me as far as career going for me this month onwards.
Well, there's a deep letting go of what you've done before. There's a guy here that's kind of a dick. Do you work for him?
Yes, Bill.
Did you say yes?
Used to.
Oh, you used to. Okay, so you've already left this past job where the guy was a dick.
Right.
Okay, good, because he's a dick. You shouldn't be working for him anyway. Actually, what it's saying here is that there are four people for you to call that will invite you. One of these four people will invite you for a new job. So you don't call them up and say, the last boss I was working for is a dick and I need another job. What you do, you just say, hey, I'm kind of between successes right now. I'm looking for my new opportunity, wondering if you know of something where I might be a good fit.
Mm-hmm.
And this is saying that one of those people will offer you a job.
Okay.
But what's interesting is that this is saying that this job could happen as quickly as the next 2 weeks. It may already be in the works. And one of the things that I need you to do is you're not sleeping very well and that you need to make sure you're getting good rest.
Okay.
So do I see something happening pretty quickly? Yes, but there's four people, and you might even know who the four people are. There are four people you need to reach out to in order to progress this?
Do I already know these people? Have I acquainted myself with them?
I believe you may already know them, so that you may have either worked with them in the past, or there's somebody that you've met that they work in something that you'd like to try doing. But this is saying that there are four people that you know, they're in jobs that look pretty interesting, and that all you need to do is reach out and ask them.
Oh, okay.
Okay, but even if it's working as a barista in Starbucks, I want you to have a job really soon.
Because
here's the thing, is that let's say, I'm just going to use Starbucks as an example. Let's say you are a barista at Starbucks. It gives you the opportunity to meet a boatload of professional people in your day-to-day interactions.
True.
And so even if it's only for a little while, I'd rather you be working than not working. Because you, my darling Stacy, do not do idle very well.
No, no. I'm going
and
out
it
of
stresses,
my head. Like
yeah, it stresses you out, my friend. All right, my friend. Thanks for calling.
Thank you. Mm-hmm.
Okay, bye.
Thanks. Bye.
All right, guys, I'll be right back.
How do you contact Mona? Her website is thepsychicview.com, and her phone number is 702-571-0461. Mona is available for special events, VIP receptions, Las Vegas trade shows, and personal readings in Las Vegas by appointment. Mona holds the privileged psychic arts license through the City of Las Vegas and is the published author of Chancing Life, Wisdom in a Dice Toss. Call 702-571-0461. That's 702-571-0461. Remember, Mona changes lives one at a time.
Okay, and we're back. I have got somebody here from the 773 area code. Hello, 773.
Hi, Mona.
Who's this? Who's this?
Hi, this is Tempe.
Hey, you said Tempe?
Tempest.
Oh, Tempest. Oh, yeah, I remember you.
Yes.
Okay, what's
yes.
your question for me?
Actually, my question is about a guy. I wanted to know whether the car, his name is Rod, and I wanted to know what did you pick up surrounding him and why.
Okay, according to what I'm seeing here, don't put a lot of stock in what he tells you.
Okay.
That this is saying he's a little bit of a player, and that he's how do I put this? Really good at using his resources to get what he wants, but it's like it's really hard to pin him down. It's really hard to get a straight answer from him. And
mm-hmm.
what it's saying here is that I'm just going to tell you this, Tempest, you can do better.
Okay.
So treat this one like a friend. Actually, he's a better friend than he would be anything else. Because then you won't take him too seriously, which is exactly what I want you to do, is not take him so seriously.
Okay?
All right, my friend,
okay.
thanks for calling. Okay, bye.
Thank you.
Welcome. All right, I got somebody here from the 404 area code.
I'm still
Hello,
listening.
Hello, 404. What?
I was still listening.
Oh, that's right. I put you on hold. See? You came up in the queue with all this person, all this time waiting. Hold on. All right, go back on hold.
Okay.
Hang on.
Again.
Okay, I've got some. All right, here we go. I got somebody from the 706 area code. Hello, 706. Hello. Who's this?
Tiffany.
Hey, Tiffany. What's your question?
I applied for a job for a consultant, a health care food service consultant, and I was just wondering if that job still is available to me, or have they chosen someone else?
Wow. Tiffany, darling, you're so good at what you do. I'm sitting here looking at your cards. You have amazing cards. What I'd like you to do tomorrow about 10 a.m. is call them and ask if the job is still available.
Okay.
Because according to this, they really liked you. according to this, they really liked you. So if you've already applied and if you already had your interview, right?
Well, I had a phone interview with the guy, but I just haven't heard anything. I thought it went great.
Okay,
but,
and so tell me, you know how to get a hold of the guy, right?
Yes, I do.
Okay, and here's a really good way for you to get a hold of him without sounding like you're like, hey, how come you haven't called me? Here's a really good, I know, right? Okay, what's the guy's first name?
I have to look it up.
Let's say it's Bill, all right? Let's just say it's
okay.
Bill. You call him and say, hey, Bill, it's me, Tiffany. You and I had a great dialogue about a week ago regarding this job, and I had another question. So you need to think of another question, whatever that next question is, all right?
Okay.
And the question might be something like, the question I forgot to ask you is, what kind of person seems to do the best at this job?
Okay.
Or what skill set seemed to contribute to this job the best?
Okay.
Or tell me about the successes the last person had in this job. So you need to come up with a really thoughtful question that you were giving it some thought and just say, you could even ask something like, wow, I didn't even ask how come the job's open.
Okay.
So think of some, like, maybe even a couple questions, all right? Because what happens is that anyone that is good at sales knows that if somebody asks a question, they're interested. Okay? So
okay.
You're going to call Bill, and I'm making up his name because I don't know his name. So you call him up. You say, hey, Bill, it's me, Tiffany. I'm following up on the phone visit that we had not too long ago, and I had a couple extra questions. This is even better if you can leave it as a voicemail because then he calls you back. You see what I mean?
Okay.
So you could actually tomorrow morning, instead of at 10 o'clock, call at 7 and say, hey, Bill, it's me, Tiffany. You left me your phone number just in case I had some extra questions. I actually do have a couple extra questions to ask you. It was so great talking with you on the phone, let's say a week ago, whatever it was, and I look forward to your call and leave your number. And then he will call back because if nothing else, people are curious when people kind of have the balls to do a follow-up call like that.
Okay.
Okay. So do that and then call me next Sunday and tell me what happens.
Okay, I will.
All right, my friend. Thanks for calling.
Right. Thanks.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
All right. Got somebody here from the 570 area code. Hello, 570. Who's this?
Hi, this is Terry. I have a very unusual question to ask.
I love unusual questions.
From the time that I've been with my sweetie, this bird, a female cardinal, always comes to the window when he's here. Now, he was working. I haven't seen him in a few weeks. He came today, and I have a baby shower to go to, and he left to go to the house. And this bird I haven't seen comes right to the window. Is she bringing me a message? It's freaky. I
took
a picture of it today.
I love it when people call me with
and it
like,
pecks on the window. And I did. I went on a computer, and when it first happened in the spring of last year, this is the second year, and it says they go in 20-day cycles. Like it could be 20 hours, 20 minutes, 20 years, 20 weeks, 20 days that they bring you a message. Now, this really freaked me out because I thought that bird was gone, and he was here, and as soon as he left, that bird came right, sat on my flower pot, and it pecks on the window.
That is so cool. I'm serious. See, cause,
it
cause
is.
What
I'm telling
getting...
you, one day I had a beauty salon, and one of my customers was sitting in the car waiting for his wife, and he came, after I got done telling my customer about the bird pecking on the window, he took a video of the bird that kept flying around the car and trying to get in every window. But my husband passed, and the car that this bird was trying to get into was my husband's car. Do you think that's my husband coming to like validate my relationship with this man?
You guys, I got to tell you a story. All right, I got to tell you the story because I really do believe that that we get messages from the other side. All right, so. Do I think that your husband is embodied in the cardinal? No. Do I think that the cardinal's a message from your husband? Yes.
Okay.
Because yes, I'll tell you
really
why.
It really freaked me out today.
No. You need to go, well, hey, honey, how you doing? Thanks for keeping an eye on me, you know, kind of thing.
I was thinking maybe it's a validation of this relationship because I worried so much about this relationship and I'm finally starting to get at ease with it now because we have plans to go into the future and maybe March, this spring of this year, around St. Patrick's Day, get married. So, it's, you know, we're talking about it. So, I'm always nervous because this was a new relationship for me after
my
husband.
All right, let me tell you, I got to tell you the story because I actually think that we do get messages from those that we love from the other side. I believe we do, all right? Now, I'm not a medium, but I will tell you my personal experience that when my mother passed away, a few years after she passed away, this cat with two kittens, by the way, showed up in our backyard. And this cat had this way of looking at me the way my mom used to look at me.
Oh, I believe that.
Okay, so of course, this cat has been in our household now for going on 10 years, all right? But there is something about this cat, the way this cat looks at me, is the way my mom used to look at me. And I can't explain it. And I can tell my folks here on my little program this because, you know, well, we're a little more spiritually evolved here. And we sort of get that there's no such thing as an accident and that everything happens for a reason. And that your husband was too stoic to tell you how he really felt and had a lot of emotional barbed wire around his heart.
Oh, my God, is that true?
So,
I can't believe you picked that up on him.
So what I'm telling you is that this is his way of saying you were the best thing that happened to him.
Now, with this relationship I have with this man, his name is Lance. See what you could pick up on that. That's why I'm thinking.
Now here's the thing with Lance. Is Lance strikes me a lot like your husband who passed.
Was he what?
He strikes me to be very similar to your husband who's passed.
No, not at all.
Well,
more like my father that passed.
Okay. Well, there's a familiar pattern here. And
yes.
I would actually, just frankly, I would prefer that you stay friends with this man and not necessarily plan toward marriage, but it's not up to me for that. And
mm-hmm.
That's not the question you actually asked. You asked about the cardinal, which is what I'm addressing.
Mm-hmm.
But my vibration with Lance is that he's a better friend and someone to spend time with, but I'm not sure that I would actually go to full-fledged marriage with him. Not because I'm getting any warnings or red flags. I'm actually getting that there may be somebody else that you meet that you like better.
I don't know. I fell in love with him. I dated other people before him, and when I met him, I just felt he was the one right from the beginning. And that's
all right, what I'm saying right now is that marrying somebody is not up to a psychic over a internet radio program. All right, I'm trying to tell you that. But what I am telling you is that the question you actually asked was about this cardinal, and I really do think that there's an essence of your husband's vibration there, and that's why he's showing up. This new guy, Lance, that's not the question you asked. You might want to wait a couple weeks and ask me that question again.
Okay.
But because this is mostly about your little visitor.
Right.
All right, my friend. Thanks for checking in.
Thank you.
Okay,
I'll
see you later.
In a few weeks. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye. All right, I've got somebody here from the 702 area code. Hello, 702. Who's this?
George.
Hey, George, what's your question?
Do you see a relationship coming for me? I've met a lot of women in the 6 months that I had the reading with you, but the one that you told me was supposed to be coming, that hasn't taken place yet. If it is going to take place.
Okay. Remember we talked about that there's she's interested in many men, George. Remember? That she's kind of a big flirt. I believe we talked about that, didn't we?
Yeah, but you was talking about somebody else too. You said there was another woman coming.
Right. Well, that's still going to happen here. But mm-hmm. what I'm getting is that there needs to be a deep letting go of your angst or want toward this other woman that really is supposed to be an ex.
Mm-hmm.
You need to decide that relationship is something that's supposed to be in the past, not a potential or choice for the future. And as soon as you actually really wrap your mind around that, this new woman just is there. George, you're supposed to be with somebody really nice, and I don't want you to be with a woman that you can't trust.
Mm-hmm.
And this, the last woman, the past woman, is one you can't trust.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Right.
So as soon as, and I will guarantee you this, that as soon as you actually really decide to let that last relationship go, the new one comes right into your life.
Okay. Now, last week or so, somebody's been like calling my phone, and it'll ring once, and maybe an hour later it might ring once again, and then it doesn't happen for a day or so. I'm thinking it's that woman from the past. Am I wrong?
I agree. I think it is too. Now, does a phone number come up or is it blocked?
It's blocked.
Okay. Dang, because you can actually have the, if you know her phone number, what I would mm-hmm. do is go to your cell phone company and block that number.
Okay, why is she doing that? I haven't called her all year.
Because she's weird.
Okay.
She's weird. George, you don't need to be in that energy, you know?
Okay.
You don't need to be with someone that doesn't recognize that you know, you were a loyal potential great partner for her, and she's the one that screwed it up.
Is that why she's calling me like that?
Yeah, she's just messing with you. She's messing with you. So if you know the phone number, go to your cell phone company and block that number. And you ask them if someone tries to block their number when they call you, will it still block the number? Because I think it might.
Mm-hmm. So that's what she does when she thinks of me, call me up and just let the phone ring and then just don't call back to the next. Okay.
She's a weirdo. Sorry.
Okay.
You know, this, she's like so into herself and so into
mm-hmm.
Her own stuff, you know?
Mm-hmm.
It's like you deserve so much better than that, George.
Is she on drugs?
Oh, she's got something going. I mean, serious. The woman
mm-hmm.
really does have some problems. And I just don't want you in that energy.
Okay.
All right, my friend. Thanks for calling.
Okay, thank you.
All right, see you later.
Bye.
Okay, bye.
Okay, bye.
All right, you guys. Thank you so much for tuning in, and I will be talking to you all next Sunday. And you know what? Have a great day.
Thank you for tuning in to Psychic View with Mona. Each week, Mona selects a fan from her Facebook page for an extended reading, so if you'd like to be considered, please like her page. Her Facebook page is Mystic Mona, and you may also follow The Mystic Mona on Twitter. Indicate Psychic View as a favorite on Blog Talk and be notified of Mona's special programs. Tune in to Psychic View each Sunday morning at 9 a.m. Pacific Time and call in to ask your question. Psychic View is brought to you on Blog Talk Radio for your entertainment and consideration. Mona is available for Las Vegas trade shows, VIP parties, and special events. phone sessions are also available by appointment. You may contact Mona by dialing 702-571-0461. That's 702-571-0461. Or by going to her website at mysticmona.com. Thank you for sharing your morning with Mona. And remember, psychic view, because the present moment is the gift.
How do you contact Mona? Her website is thepsychicview.com and her phone number is 702-571-0461. Mona is available for special events, VIP receptions, Las Vegas trade shows, and personal readings in Las Vegas by appointment. Mona holds the privileged psychic arts license through the City of Las Vegas and is the published author of Chanting Life, Wisdom in a Dice Toss. Call 702-571-0461. That's 702-571-0461. Remember, Mona changes lives one at a time.